Hi, everybody. It's really great to be here. I love reading in Pittsburgh so much. My beloved adopted hometown. And thank you, Joan, and thank you, Emily, and thank you, White Whale. And I was kind of looking forward, to getting on like a little soapbox to begin things. But Joan, you did such a great job. And then I also found this wonderful poem by Bertolt Brecht, written in 1939. And I thought I would open with that because, what is it? It's like 1939 all over again. To those who follow in our wake, one, truly I live in dark times. An artless word is foolish. A smooth forehead points to insensitivity. He who laughs has not yet received the terrible news. What times are these in which a conversation about trees is almost a crime? For in doing so, we maintain our silence about so much wrongdoing. And he who walks quietly across the street passes out of the reach of his friends who are in danger. It is true, I work for a living, but believe me, this is a coincidence. Nothing that I do gives me the right to eat my fill. By chance, I have been spared. If my luck does not hold, I am lost. They tell me, eat and drink, be glad to be among the haves. But how can I eat and drink when I take what I eat from the starving, and those who thirst do not have my glass of water? And yet, I eat and drink. I would happily be wise. The old books teach us what wisdom is, to retreat from the strife of the world, to live out the brief time that is your lot without fear, to make your way without violence, to repay evil with good. The wise do not seek to satisfy their desires, but to forget them. But I cannot heed this. Truly, I live in dark times. Two. I came into the cities in a time of disorder as hunger reigned. I came among men in a time of turmoil, and I rose up with them, and so passed the time given to me on earth. I ate my food between slaughters. I laid down to sleep among murderers. I tended to love with abandon. I looked upon nature with impatience, and so passed the time given to me on earth. In my time, streets led into a swamp. My language betrayed me to the slaughter. There was little I could do, but without me, the ruler sat more securely, or so I hoped, and so passed the time given to me on earth. The powers were so limited. The goal lay far in the distance. It could clearly be seen, although even I could hardly hope to reach it, and so passed the time given to me on earth. Three. You who shall resurface following the flood in which we have perished, contemplate when you speak of our weaknesses, also the dark time that you have escaped. For we went forth, changing our country more frequently than our shoes, through the class warfare, despairing that there was only injustice and no outrage. And yet we knew. Even the hatred of squalor distorts one's features. Even anger against injustice makes the voice grow hoarse. We who wished to lay the foundation for gentleness could not ourselves be gentle. But you, when at last the time comes that man can aid his fellow man, should think upon us with leniency. Yeah, something, right? So I've been working on a project where, actually in response to the times we find ourselves in, I've been trying to read a lot of literature, a lot of books that have to do with cultural and political commentary. And so I've been actually creating sonnets that are found. So I've been assembling sonnets from what materials I've been reading. And these three poems come from that. Hegemon, assembled from Age of Folly by Lewis H. Lapham. Be not timid, do not flinch, shoulder the burden of civilization and its discontents. Our sovereign power, the only hope for less fortunate nations groping toward the light of free markets and liberal democracy. Lift from the continents of Africa and Asia, behind the remnants of iron curtains, the weight of despotic evildoers. Learn to appreciate the refined elegance, conceptually minimalist, gracefully postmodern, of high altitude precision bombing. Know that if America does the fighting, other people will do the dying. Despair is a form of certainty, assembled from Men Explain Things to Me by Rebecca Solnit. Because the desire to control comes out of a rage that obedience can't assuage, yeah, I hit her, but not more than the average guy beats his wife. Because whatever sense of vulnerability may underlie such behavior, it also comes out of entitlement. Because when you say lone gunman, everyone talks about loners and guns, but not about men. Because a woman is beaten every 9 seconds in this country. Just to be clear, not 9 minutes, but 9 seconds. Because as a woman, I have no country. The freedom sought is the freedom to continue becoming. The noose of tolerance. Assembled from the gentrification of the mind, witness to a lost imagination, Sarah Schulman. It was normal to hear someone we knew had died. There was the suffering and trauma for some, the vague unknowingness for others. Cartons of a lifetime collection of playbills in a dumpster meant another gay man had died of AIDS, for which no one has been made accountable. We hold an idea of happiness that precludes being uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable is required in order to be accountable. The drag queens who started Stonewall are no better off today, but they made the world safe for gay Republicans. Gentrification replaces most people's experiences with the perceptions of the privileged and calls that reality. Thank you so much. Our next reader is the one and only Joy Katz.